You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. The business of the cloud has only been growing in importance in the last few years. Companies like Amazon and Microsoft are making billions of dollars selling services that let companies do business, store files, and access information on networked computers that they maintain, secure, and basically rent out. Google this week announced a big push into cloud services, hoping to grab a larger chunk of the pie. And as competition heats up, some of the cloud pioneers are feeling the pressure. One of those is Box, an enterprise storage company led by CEO Aaron Levy. He's here now. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell me, I feel like most people who are not investors or in the tech industry are just starting to hear a lot more about this exciting new cloud business. I know that seems inconceivable, but it's true.
Yep.
What's the state of the cloud industry right now?
It is funny, the time lag of these kind of things. So we started Box 11 years ago, and the original idea and premise for the company was, as we became, you know, both in our personal lives and in our business lives, more and more mobile, more collaborative, we wanted to work from anywhere. All of these trends lead companies to needing modern technology. And the past 20 to 30 years of enterprise software just isn't working for most enterprises today. And that's sort of the whole solution that we provide, is letting companies become more agile, become more collaborative, be able to move more quickly. And we're fortunate that we've been able to do that to 57,000 customers.
Yeah, earlier this week, actually, in a TechCrunch article, you predicted that the cloud wars are starting. One rumor that we've heard lately is that Apple might actually insource its cloud infrastructure, and that seems like a possibility for other large companies because, as you wrote, the prices are coming down. Is that a concern for you?
Well, I think that the overall trend is that the underlying technology that powers the applications that you and I use, that over time isn't very differentiating to any individual technology vendor. And so the more that Google or Amazon or others compete in this category, the more that those costs get driven down and the more then leverage that we end up getting as a developer on those technologies. So a lot of the moves that you've seen recently and that you'll certainly see over the coming years are going to benefit any service provider that builds on top of those kinds of clouds. And I'm sure after all of this, people are only more confused about how this industry is actually operating.
Kind of, yeah.
just know this, if you're listening, all of your software will get better, faster, cheaper, and more secure. And that's what matters.
Let's talk about more secure.
Sure.
Because I know that's kind of a big issue right now.
It is.
You supported Tim Cook in the sort of battle for the future of encryption. But I have to imagine that security is paramount for you, especially now, right? With your clients?
It is. Absolutely. The only reason that you've seen this kind of adoption of cloud services, whether it's of Box or Salesforce.com or Amazon Web Services, is because we're at a stage where you can get better security, you can get better data encryption, you can get better control of your information in a cloud service than you can in a traditional environment. And so we take encryption very seriously. This is why we came out in favor of Apple and Tim Cook, is this has a very meaningful impact on our industry, and the different kinds of outcomes could absolutely be disastrous for the growth of technology.
With all of this business, with so much information moving into the cloud, at what point does the cloud infrastructure, and we know that there are infrastructure concerns along the pipeline, become a huge target?
Well, I think certainly the way to think about the cloud is it's really the aggregation of a bunch of technology and servers and networks that used to just be spread around at each individual organization that needed to run their own data center, but now done in much more efficient and larger environments. And so it's not so much that the attack surface is any larger or wider, it's just less distributed. So yes, the cloud is definitely an attack target, as any network has ever been, but your ability to secure it doesn't become any less possible. In fact, quite the opposite in a lot of cases.
That's Aaron Levy, CEO of Box. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.